Boker Tov, good morning. Today's Dav is Dav Zayin, Dav 7. We left off on Vav Amud Bet towards the middle of the page. First word on the line, Habba'a. We are at Amar Le Rav Chananya Le Rabba. Rav Chananya says to Rabba. Okay. He says the following, Tanya de Mesayelach. He says, I have a Beraita that supports you, Rabba. So he says, Hasfekod nichnasin ladir litaser. If somebody has safek animals, safek if they are bechor or not, svekot. So he says, what do? You bring them into the pit, the what do you call it? The where you keep all the animals in order to give ma'aser behema. Every year, what does a person do? A person, he has a new 10 animals, 20 animals this year. So he goes one by one, he counts each animal, and the 10th animal, every 1/10 of the group of 10, he gives as ma'aser behema. So he accounts for these safek animals included in there. So the Gemara says, if you think tekafo kohen, ein motzina to miyado, if you think that if the kohen already seized it, then you can't remove it from him, amai nichtasin ladir, why did they take these animals into this area where all the other animals are? Nimsa ze poter mamuno b'mamuno shel kohen. It seems like he's exempting his money with the money of the kohen. How is that so? If this is really the Kohen's, then how is he able to use it, although it's a safek, how is he able to use it to account for one of the 10 animals to give ma'aser on? That means he's excluding one other animal that could have been given. So, Amar le Abaye, imishumha, lo to say them more. No, if it's because of that, that's not a support for Rabbah. Hachav ma'eskina, what are we dealing with here? Kigon de leidle ela tisha behu. There's only 9 other animals and this one. The manavshaf, no matter which way you go, ibar chiyuvahu, if that animal is really chayav, that you have to give maaser on it also, shapir kam maaser, then he's giving maaser properly. Ilav bar chiyuvahu, and if it's not an animal that you're obligated to give maaser on, tisha lav bar asurin, for 9 animals, you don't have to give maaser, you only have to give on 10. So therefore, he wouldn't even be obligated. So hadar amai abaye came back and said, no, I regret what I said, I retract on it. Love milti idamri, what I said is no good. The sfeika love barasurehi, a safek is not able to be included in the ma'aser. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, kafatz echad min haminuin letochan, kulam peturin. Let's say he's counting the animals, 1, 2, 3, and then one of the animals that were counted jumps back into the group of other animals. So what do we say? Kulam peturin, they're all exempt. And if you think that a doubtful animal you need to give ma'aser, you should still give ma'aser no matter what over here. So the Gemara says, if it's obligated, then you're giving ma'aser properly. And if it's not obligated, it would be exempt with minyan ha-ra'uy. I'll explain what that is. Rava says, minyan ha-ra'uy poter, this minyan ha-ra'uy exempts. What is this minyan ha-ra'uy? So Rashi explains, let's say somebody had 10 animals. And he counted 5 of them, and then one of them died from the ones that were not counted. So what do we say? The ones that are counted are now exempt. And the ones that are not counted will combine with another goren, with another threshing hole. So why do we say this? Rashi says, the ones that were already counted in that example, since one animal died in the non-counted, the ones that are counted are exempt now because they're included in minyan haraoi, a count that was fit to be given maaser on. It could have been given maaser from those animals, but now that it's not fit anymore, so we exempt them. As he says, Ma'asher ya'avor, v'lo kshekvar avar, v'misha avar tachat ashevet, v'lo alav yadol ha'asher. Let's say you already counted that animal, but you didn't end up being able to give animals ma'aser. Shuv eino ma'aviro pa'am acheret, she'yivaladu letalim nesarif imayim. You would not give that animal again as ma'aser when you get more animals, and more animals are born to you. So that's what he's trying to say, saying no matter what, either the animal is obligatory and you give ma'aser, or it's not, and you would be exempt because of minyan ha'ra'uy. So flipping the amur, elamayit lachmemar, what are you going to say? Asiri, vaday amarachmana, velo asiri safek. No, when it says asiri, then it says that the 10th animal you give as maaser, that has to be for sure the 10th animal. Meaning it cannot be that you have a doubt if this animal would be included here or not. Achanami, so too over here, asiri, vaday amarachmana, velo asiri safek. So too over here, it has to be for sure the 10th animal, part of the group, and not out of doubt. Amar le ravacha, me difti le ravina, he says to ravina, my svekot, what doubt are we talking about? If we're talking about safek firstborn, pasuk says Yekodesh Marhana. It should be Kodesh. Velo shekvar kadosh. Not that it's already holy. Okay, good morning. Ela safek pidyon peter chamor. Rather, it's talking about you have a doubt of a redemption of a peter chamor. So, Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman says, Damar Rav Nachman Amar Abba Baravua, Israel Shriyesh lo asara safek pitre chamor bedoch beitov. Somebody has 10 animals that are doubt if they need to be, they are, need to have pidyon peter chamor, redemption of a peter chamor. There's, he has 10 of them. So, what's the din? Mafrish alehin asara sain, maasran ven shelo. You would separate 10 animals and you would give ma'aser on those 10. And then these animals are his now. That's what he would do, out of doubt. What he's trying to say is that's what we're talking about over here. We're not talking about safek bechor, rather we're talking about safek pidyon peter chamor. So the Gemara now goes back to the previous topic we were discussing. We were talking about this bathhouse earlier. So the Gemara says, "My have ala de masuta." What is the deen on that case of the bathhouse that the guy didn't have it in his possession, but he consecrated it? So the Gemara says, "Tashma damar bechia barabin." Have a uvda by Rav Chisda. There's a case by Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda by Rav Huna. Rav Chisda by Rav Huna. Ufashta mehad amar Rav, and they answered it by what Rav said. Kol mamon shi ein yachol lahotziyo bezayanin. Any money that cannot be removed by judges. Hikdisho eino kadosh. If you make it consecrated, it's not considered consecrated. Whereas ha yachol lahotziyo bezayanin. If you're able to remove it with dayanin, hikdisho kadosh. Afagav de lo. So the Gemara says it. So you can imply from there that you can make it consecrated, even if he doesn't have it in his possession. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Gazal veloni te'ashua ba'alim." Someone stole, and the owner did not have despair. He's still looking for it. Shnehem enan yecholim nakdisho. Neither one of them can make this item stolen hekdesh. Zelafishena shelo. The stolen person, the thief, because it's not his. Zelafishena b'shedo. And even the owner, because it's not in his possession anymore. So this is against what we're saying. So, Misa Varan Masute de Metaltalin Askinan, do you think we're talking about a movable property, a movable bathhouse? That's not what it's talking about. It says, Bim Masutami Karka Askinan. We're talking about the bathhouse as a karka, as actual property. And we know that karka, inan ixelet, karka, property is not considered stolen. That if he can remove it by the judges, it's now considered in his possession, meaning you don't have to actually grab possession of a property for it to become yours, right? How do you own a property? You sign a contract, now the property belongs to you. You buy it, you give the money, and that's it, it's done. So it's over here, same thing would be over here. And once the dayanin are able to remove it from that person and give it to you, that's already considered yours, and therefore he can make it hekdesh. Tanya Rav Tachalifa Bar Ma'arava, Kamei Rabbi Abahu. We taught in front of Rabbi Abahu. Shnayim adukim letalit. Two people are holding onto a garment. Zeh notel al makom sheyado magad, veze notel al makom sheyado magad. Each one is holding until where they can reach. Ve'ashar cholkin b'shaveh. So each one is holding up until a certain part of the beged. So we say you take up until where you're holding, and you take up until you're holding, and the rest we split. So the Gemara says, hold on, that's not what we said in our Mishnah. Okay, Rabbi Abahu said, don't forget, he pointed and said, he showed them with his finger, you have to do it with a swear. How do you point and show someone with a finger to swear? So he said, don't forget, he pointed upstairs, he pointed to Hashem, and he said, you have to swear, don't forget. So he made him do that also. Then the Gemara says, Elamat nitin de katani de palge yevadadi, our Mishnah, the first Mishnah that says that you split it evenly, how does that work with this? How do we find the case over here that it's saying that you take until where your hand reaches, but our Mishnah said you split it evenly? So the Gemara says, how do we find that? Amar Papa, it's talking about a case where they are holding on to the tip of it. They're holding on to the tip of it. If they're holding on to the tip of it, in that case, we say you split it. What we're talking about over here is not they're holding on to the tip. They're actually holding on to a good portion of the garment, and therefore that's why we say you take until where you're reaching, and then you split the rest. Amar Mesharshi Ashma Mina Hai Sudera Kivan the Tafis Be Shalosh Al Shalosh Karinen Be Venatan Reu. He's saying this sudar, this type of beged, this type of cloth. Since person is holding on to a 3x3 part, we call that Venatan Reu. This is a pasuk in root. He give it to his friend. What does that mean? The kemante pasig dami vekane. It's as if it's detached now that he's holding that much, 3x3. It's detached from the remaining part of the garment, and therefore it's considered like he acquired it. Why is this different than Rav Chisda's opinion? The Amar Rav Chisda, get biada umeshicha biado, if, let's say, the woman is holding the divorce, but the man is holding a string that's attached to the divorce, and he can pull it back. If he can pull it back to him, then she's not divorced. And if not, then she is divorced. How does this work with what we just said? This doesn't agree with what we just said. This is disagree. Rav Chisda is not on the same page with the previous opinion. So, hatam, kritut ba'inan rileika. No, by the case of divorce, the pasuk says kritut. You need it to be completely severed, the marriage. If he's still holding on, it's no good. But, hasad netina ba'inan veha ika. But over here, you just need to give. Right? By the case of a kinyan, it just needs to be given. And over here, it was given. And so, therefore, that would be the difference. Amar Rava, imaita talit muzhevet cholkin. If let's say it was a golden talit, golden beged, then they split it. So why is that a chidush? Pshita, the Gemara says, obvious. No, it's talking about where the gold is in the middle. So hanami pshita, why does that make any difference? So you split it. So lo tzuricha de mikarav de gabechat. No, the gold is close to one guy. Maudatema would have thought the Amar Lei Plogachi, you can tell him, hey, let's split it this way. Look, it's like, imagine this is the beged, and the gold is on my side. So I said, okay, let's split it like this. You take that side, I take this side. Ah, you're trying to get the gold, huh? Kamashmalan comes to teach us the Amar Lei, Mai Chazi Te Palag Tachi Pelogachi. Well, who thinks you can split it like that? No, we're not going to split it like that. We're going to split it like this, so we each get part of the gold. Tan Rabbanan, Shnaim Adukin Bishtar, if two people are holding on to a document, Malve Omer Shelihu Menafal Mimenu Matzatim, the lender says, it was mine, and I dropped it, and I found it, Velove Amar, the borrower says, Shelcha Haya, Prativ Lach, says, no, it was yours, and I paid you back. It Kayem Ashtar Bechotmav, we fulfilled the document with the witnesses, with the people signed on it, the very Rebbe. Rashbag Omer, Rashbag says, Yachaloku, they split it. Nafali Ad Dayan, if it fell to a judge, Lo Yotziu Olamit, it would never go out forever. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Hareu Bechizkato, it stays in its Chazakah form. Amar Mor, so now let's explain this. It Kayem Ashtar Bechotmav, what does it mean to fulfill it with its signatures? So V'gavim Le Malve Kule, would the lender now collect it all? How do we know it's true? But lately, do we not hold of our Mishnah Matnitin, Shnaim Ochazin Vechule, that our Mishnah said, if two people are holding on to the garment, what do we say? We say that we split it. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Amar Nachman, b'mekuyam divrei hakol yechaloku. If it's fulfilled, meaning it's mekuyam, that Rashi says, shakatubo henpek, that they're writing henpek on it, meaning, what does henpek mean? Meaning it's given to the Beit Din, and the Beit Din is confirming the star, the document, then for sure we split it. Ki pligi b'sheinu mekuyam. We're talking about it, machloket, if they did not do that, they did not confirm it. So Rebbe Savar Modeh Bishtar Shekedavot Tzarech Lekaimo, somebody who is Modeh, he's admitting with a document that was written, that he wrote it, he has to fulfill it. Vi Mekayem Le Palig, and if he fulfills it, like we just explained, then they split it. Vi Lo Mekayem Le Lo Palig, if he did not do that, they do not split it. Mai Tama, what's the reason? Chaspa Ba'almu, it's just a piece of shard, it doesn't have any value. Man Kam Eshav Elei Lehashtara, who is giving any value to this document? It's the Loveh, it's the borrower. But the borrower is saying, I paid you back already. So therefore, it's not worth anything. Rashbag says, if a person admits by a document that he wrote it, he does not have to fulfill it. And even though it's not mekayem, meaning it's not being fulfilled, there's no henpek on it, meaning it's not saying that this was a document accepted by the Beit Din, still, they would split it. We said, if it fell to the hands of the dayan, you don't split it at all. You don't give out at all. So the Gemara is flipping the Amud. Maishnad l'diyad dayan. Why specifically to the hands of the judge? Why not another person? So Amar Avachi Kamar. This is what I meant to say. Ve'acher shematzah shtar shenafal liyad dayan. If another person found a document that fell in the hands of a judge, ve'echid amin. What's the case? Dichtiv behen pek. It's written that the Beit Din confirms the document. Lo yotziu lamit. You should not let it out forever. So the Gemara says, "V'lomi baya lo katav behenpek." We're not even talking about a case where they did not katav behenpek. They did not even write a case of we confirming the star. The ikal amemar katav lilvot v'lo lava. You can say that it was written to borrow, but didn't end up borrowing. Ela afilu katav behenpek. Even if it writes behenpek, meaning it writes that they confirmed the document. Still, what do we say? The mekuyam lo yachzir. If it was confirmed, it was fulfilled, you should not return the money. The chayshin and the peron, because we're worried that it was already paid back. Meaning the borrower is saying, is claiming that I already paid him back. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's in its chazaka form. We don't worry that it was already paid back. So the Gemara says, "Velo chayish Rabbi Yossi the peron." Is Rabbi Yossi now worried that it was paid back? V'atani you have a brayta. Matzah shtar ketubah bashuk. If you find a document of a ketubah in the shuk, bizman shabal mode yachzir leisha. If the husband admits, then you give it back to the woman. Ein abal mode leyachzir lo lezev lo lezev. He's not admitting, you don't give it back to either of them. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, "Oda tachat bala yachzir leisha." If she's still married to him, then you give it to the woman. If she's still under him, you give it to the woman. If she became a widow or divorced, you don't give it back to either of them. So what do you see? That Rabbi Yossi is concerned. He doesn't say you give it back. He says we are concerned that maybe the husband already paid her for it. So epoch, the Gemara says flip the opinions. If it fell to the hands of Dayan, it should not go out at all. That's Rabbi Yossi. The Chachamim say, no, it stands in his chazakah, and we're not worried for him already paid back. If that's the case, kasher derabanan ad derabanan. If that's the case, then the two opinions of the Rabbanan are contradictory. So what do we? Because we said earlier by the case of ketubah, and now we're saying over here by this case it's contradictory. Shtar ketubah kula Rabbi Yossi. No, now they change it all up. The document of the ketubah that was all according to Rabbi Yossi. Bechasurim after Rabbi Ketani. It was missing something, and this is what it meant to say. Ein habal model lo yachzir lo lazev lo lazev. If the husband does not agree or admit, you don't give it back to either of them. Habal modeh, sorry, but ma'ezrim amurim, when is that the case? Shanit armelah, shanit gasha, if she became a widow or divorcee, aval odata chadbala yazir isha. But if she's still under her husband, you give it to the woman. Shirabi Yossi, Omer, because Rabbi Yossi says, odata chadbala yazir isha, that it's still under the woman, if she's still under the man, you give it to the woman. But if she got a widow or a divorce, you would not give it back to either. So that is all following Rabbi Yossi's opinion according to this opinion. Rav Papa says, no, we give a different answer. Don't swap around Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi le divrehem de Rabbanan kamar lo. Rabbi Yossi was saying according to the opinion of the Rabbanan. According to me, even if she became a widow or divorced, we don't worry for paying for the guy having paid back already. According to you, you should at least agree to me that while she's still under her husband, it should be given back to the woman. Because she's not a case of someone who has already been paid back. The Rabbanan said, no, maybe the husband gave her a bundle of money already, and that can be going towards the ketubah money. And the last part of the daf, Rabbi Nama says, no, le'olam epo kamaita. Really, let's swap the first opinions. In Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan, so Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that we worry for Piraon that it was paid back, and Rabbanan is not. Oh, so we have the contradiction of Rabbanan in the Ketubah case. The reason of Rabbanan is the following over here. The Rabbanan was worried that there would be two Ketubot. There are two different Ketubot. And that's what they were concerned about. Whereas for Rabbi Yossi was not concerned about two Ketubot. And therefore, that's why he wasn't concerned in the case of the Ketubah. Okay, we'll stop there for today. And we'll just do a quick halakha on today's daf. We started on the Amud Aleph by talking about our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we said if two people are holding onto a garment, and we said that they both say it's theirs, they split it. And then in the Gemara over here on Zayin, Daf Zayin, we said that no, if they're both holding onto the garment, each one takes until where they're holding, and then they split the rest. So we explain in the Gemara, it's talking about our Mishnah, where they're holding onto the tip of it. And that's what the halacha says. It says, when they don't have, each of them are just holding to the tip of it, and they don't have three finger breadths, right? Three finger breadths, that's when we say we split it in half. Even if it's a golden talit, we split it in half, and you don't say they take until where they can reach. But if they're holding on to much more than that, then they take until where they're reaching, and then you split the remainder. Okay, we'll stop there for today, and we'll do a 1-minute recap.